美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目移民入籍单元的高级课程。
Amir just became an American citizen, and this year he is voting in his first American election. Today he is having breakfast with his wife Sharon, and they're talking about the upcoming election.
We're 4 days away from Election Day here in Virginia, but for many...
So, honey, who do you think you are going to vote for in the election? I really like both the Republican and Democratic candidates, but I can't decide who to vote for.
You like both of them?I think they're both terrible. For me, the question isn't who I like the most, but who I dislike the least.
Well, I guess that's an interesting way to look at it. To be honest, I don't care if Virginia is a blue state or a red state. I just want a moderate candidate who will do a good job.
Yeah, you're right. The only thing I care about is that whoever wins isn't too partisan.
看来啊 ,Amir 和 Sharon...都是 moderate voters, 温和的选民。哎，不过我不明白哎。Amir 说他不在乎 Virginia 州变成 blue state or red state, 这是什么意思啊
?In America, the color red represents the Republican Party, and the color blue represents the Democratic Party.
哦，红色呢代表共和党，蓝色代表民主党。所以 Amir 的意思是他不在乎州长是由共和党人来做还是民主党人来做，最好啊是个温和派干实事的人。
Right. And Sharon says she doesn't want a candidate who is too partisan. Someone is partisan if he refuses to compromise with the other side.
Partisan 就是党派性的。
Well, what do you think the results are going to be?Virginia used to be always a landslide for the Republicans, but these days it's a toss-up.
You're right. It's pretty hard to say. But since the incumbent is a Republican, I'd have to give him a slight advantage.
Yeah. Incumbents always have an easier time with fundraising, and everybody already knows them because they've been in office for a while.
Yeah, but judging by what a bad job he's done, I don't think that name recognition is going to help him.
看来这次选举竞争很激烈哦，现在选举结果啊是 toss up, 就像扔硬币一样，胜选的机会啊是一半一半，哪个候选人都不会有 landslide, 压倒性胜利。
Exactly, but one candidate has an advantage, right?
对，那就是 the incumbent, 现在在任的州长。Amir 说他在 fundraising, 筹款，还有 name recognition,知名度方面啊都有优势。
That's true. But name recognition isn't always a good thing, right?
对啊，知名度高不一定都是好事啊，因为啊不知道是好名还是骂名呢。
A lot of analysts are saying that the election is going to be decided by turnout. The more people vote, the more it's likely to benefit the Democrat.
Amir, can we stop talking about politics?I just want to eat my breakfast in peace.
But Sharon, this is my first time voting in an American election. Can't you understand how excited I am?
Look, if you're really into the election, why don't you listen to the pundits talk about it?
Come on, Sharon. How can you think about eating breakfast at a time like this? This election is going to decide the future of our country.
Amir, if you don't stop talking about politics, it's going to decide the future of your marriage.
Professor, 什么叫 turnout?
Turnout is the number of people who actually go out and vote on election day. In the U.S., turnout is usually about 50% across the country.
Turnout 就是投票人数。哎，那么什么叫 pundits?
Pundits are professional commentators.They are famous people who spend all their time talking about their views on current events.
哦，就是那些专门在电视广播里对时事发表看法的评论家。这么说啊，我同意薛仁的观点。现在只要一打开电视，到处都是 pundits, 已经够烦人的了。谁还想自己家里的老公也要每天大谈政治呢？这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里。下次再见。